following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Acura cars and SUVs are engineered to amaze. They're engineered to perform. But most of all, they're engineered to last, which makes buying a certified pre-owned Acura an easy decision. And during the Engineered to Last sales event, you'll find exceptional offers on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 0.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Offer ends January 31st, 2011. See dealer for details.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers. That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, Merritt Lawson. The 21st, 21. It's Blackjack Day. It's 2-1. It's legal age day. It's all kind of things on this 21st. We've got a jam-packed show. We're going to talk everything from wrestling to basketball to football and all that's in between, because we will be talking with Chris Level from RedRaidersSports.com, Nebraska-Texas Tech basketball tomorrow. Also a little bit on the football, what's going on with Tech down there. They finished fairly strong. And Daddy wants to know more about this football, ESPN. How much football can you watch on a Texas, University of Texas? They're only guaranteeing that one football, 365, 24-7, they're going to have one game. And that'll be like against Florida Atlantic. You know, it'll be their worst game of the year. It'll be on the Longhorn Sports Network. Even for Texas, they better have a lot of video. They better have a lot of footage. And some coaches better get ready to find their way out the door, because they've got to find something to fill all this time. And that's, you know, geeks that think Nebraska talked all the time. You couldn't do a 24/7 Nebraska network. Couldn't do it.
I think it'd be, you know, it might be exciting if you're a parent of a track athlete that you're going to get to see coverage of. If you're a rifle team member, because they're going to have to show that.
It seems like a lot of production money and effort to send somebody out to tape a softball game or like you said, a track event or a swim meet that Texas is at, but so are a lot of other schools. So, how will that work, that you can maybe get on? Maybe they can make some money that way, that the other schools will get to see something. It's just weird. But we'll talk with Chris Level of RedRaidersSports.com about how the other schools view that. We'll also be going to Las Vegas, specifically to Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsburg, with the director and czar of all, that is Mike Perenio, one of our favorite guests on the show, will join us. Ron Powell is scheduled to join us from the Lincoln Journal-Star as well. Talk a little high school hoops as we head into this weekend and really jump into conference tournaments over the next couple of weeks. And we'll get his take on that. Plus, the Final Four are here. When we reconvene on this Monday show, we will know who's playing in the Super Bowl. Daddy and I will make our selections. I have a feeling they will not be the same.
Since I'm 1-7, I get a feeling you're just waiting to go the other way out there.
Let's see. How did I do last week? I missed on the Green Bay game. Got the Bears right. Missed on, we were going spread. Jets 2, and then the other one is Pittsburgh. Yeah, I missed. So I would have got 2-2.
Yeah.
And I'm still not any better than you. I got 3 right. You got 1. So that's below 500, which probably is a lot like our entire investing portfolio. It's not well. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. Email the Dent Popper inbox at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mary, did we get rid of all the VIP passes?
We still got some.
We got a couple groups left. Okay, just call Merritt right now. If you want to go down to Omaha Council Bluffs this weekend to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, tell Merritt how many you want, and we're going to get rid of all that's left here. We've been giving them away for about the last week and a half. A lot of people have called up. So if you would like tickets, free parking, free admission, VIP to get you in, family of four, it's going to save you over $30 and maybe more with that free parking. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776, which spells out ESPN. So if you want them, all you got to do is call Merritt. He's going to get them to you. You probably have to pick them up because it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. So there you go. Folks, don't forget, on Friday, always more people seem to go out for lunch to talk about their weekend plans, catch up on what's been going on at the week, or just get away from the nutty people in your office. Why not enjoy it at the Chicken Coop today in Kearney and Grand Island, where they have a ton of great items on the menu, daily lunch specials. They're open 7 days a week for you, so whether it's Friday like today, Tuesday, Sunday, they're there for you. Why are they open with lunch specials 7 days a week? Because you're hungry 7 days a week. You're going to eat 7 days a week. If not, that could be bad. Also, throw in your favorite beverage, all the great sports that are on, whether it's the NFL playoffs, college basketball, or I'm sure in the future, the Texas Longhorn Network. Oh, I can't wait to add that. The Chicken Coop's got great food. Whether you're eating the chicken, the wings, the appetizers, the salads, the pizzas, the burgers, the steaks, it's all there for you. Great family atmosphere at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Stop in anytime this weekend. They'll be glad to have you.
Before we get started and jump through a lot of other things we got coming up here, a couple interesting tidbits. First, about that Green Bay Chicago game, Terry McCauley, he's an official in the National Football League. He will be the referee tomorrow. His crew also did the game on September 27th, in which Green Bay was called for 18 penalties for 152 yards. Interesting note. Does that change the way you look at things?
Who were they playing when they had 18 penalties?
They were playing the Bears.
Wow. Now, see, that's a little strange. Why would you get a crew on that's, again, whatever. You know, they do what they do. Whatever. That just seems weird with all the crews out there that you would pick a crew that's done these two teams before. That nothing good can come of that, can they?
Well, he's obviously one of the highest-rated crews in the NFL if he's still working this time of year, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, so send him to do the Jets game. Oh, wait. Send him to do the Steelers game. Oh, yeah, that's Jets and Steelers. Chris Level of Red Raider Sports going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking basketball and all that is as he gets ready for his show. But, Tony, another – I guess maybe you could see this coming – Ron Franklin, who was fired by ESPN last month, he's now suing the network over his firing for reportedly berating a female colleague. The wrongful termination lawsuit filed yesterday, or earlier this week, I guess actually it was Monday, in state district court, claims ESPN had no grounds for dismissing him. The suit says Franklin exchanged contentious words with a colleague who repeatedly interrupted a private conversation before the pair worked at the Chick-fil-A Bowl without incident. Sideline reporter Janine Edwards had said Franklin called her sweet baby in a condescending tone. Can you say sweet baby in a condescending tone?
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
I'll tell you something, sweet baby.
No, Merritt, not you. Not now.
Get off his lap, Merritt, you weirdo. Franklin apologized, was pulled off the Fiesta Bowl radio broadcast, and later fired. An ESPN spokesman said they are confident that the action they took was appropriate. Franklin had worked for the network since 1987 and was one of the best. He'd be doing college basketball right now. I don't know. Without knowing 100% what happened, seems pretty weak to me. You got a guy, there's had to be something else in there, because you don't just can a guy that's worked for you at the top of his profession for 23 years for saying something to a colleague that was not, you know, racially or sexually biased. I mean, you can't say sweet baby is sexually derogatory, can you?
I wouldn't think so.
All right, so weird. We miss Ron Franklin. Hopefully he pops up somewhere and can do some work. Maybe CBS could pick him up for the NCAA tournament.
That'd be all right.
I think that'd be aight. That'd be aight.
Doug, also, you know, going on, you mentioned the Jets and the Steelers a little bit. Mark Sanchez tied an NFL record, 4 consecutive road playoff wins. That's an NFL record.
They don't get to play at home much, do they?
No, they don't.
Not much has been thought about Mark Sanchez, has it? We'll see. You know, I thought it was weird. The guys always do their rankings on Mike and Mike of, you know, confidence picks and all that. And now that they're down to just 4, they rank the quarterbacks, and I think they put Cutler 4th. Really? I'd take Cutler over Sanchez any day of the week, even with his bonehead mistakes.
Even after
I mean, that's what you're weighing in. You're weighing in the mistakes. Sanchez has made many mistakes. Sanchez isn't the guy that's going to lead your team to 14 victories.
Yeah, but maybe the stat they're looking at is maybe they're looking at the matchup they face with the Packers defense, too. In the 4 games that Cutler's faced them, his passer rating has been 43.2, 74.9, 82.5, and 43.5.
And Sanchez is going to be much better than that against Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh, in that defense. The problem is you have to put all those intangibles in. So if you pick the best quarterback, well, Ben Roethlisberger's won the Super Bowls, but everybody thinks Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball better, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. So all these 4 quarterbacks, Tony, who do you want leading your team this week? Tell you what, let's make it. They'll say, well, it depends what your talent is. Let's, for fun, say that the Dallas Cowboys will play the winner of any of these 4 teams in the Super Bowl. Which one of these quarterbacks would you want on the Cowboys in the Super Bowl?
Give me Big Ben. Been there, done that.
Okay. All right, there you go. So that's what you got. Danger, Ken Frank, our buddy Ken, Irish Ken. I've been patiently waiting for an announcement from the Grand Island Danger as to the name of their mascot. He wants to nominate Danger Mouse. He says we should be old enough to remember Danger Mouse. Do you remember Danger Mouse?
Is he the little one with the cape?
And then he says Green Bay and Pittsburgh to the Super Bowl. Irish Ken. Can't believe an Irish fan wouldn't pick Green Bay and the Jets. They're all green.
Well, we'll look up Danger Mouse.
And it's been a long time since they've done anything relevant in the Super Bowl. Kind of like it's been a long time since Irish Ken has really done anything relevant, right?
We'll look up Danger Mouse.
A busy Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show continues. We've got football coming up, heading out to Vegas in a little bit where it's a lot nicer, a little high school basketball. But, Tony, Nebraska basketball is where it's at, baby. They've already got 2 wins, just as many as last year in the conference, and I know you are fired up, or you just wanted an excuse to talk to our next guest.
Well, yeah, we go to RedRaider.com. He's Chris Lovell. He joins us, as he always does when we talk Red Raider sports. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing good, boys. How are we doing this morning?
Well, good. Your weather's probably about as nice as it is in Vegas, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. We don't have the bright lights or anything like that, but the weather, yeah, usually about the same. But, yeah, sunny and, I don't know, about 50 degrees here, I guess.
Well, Chris, let's before we get into all that's going on with what's left of the Big 12 and football and things like that, what's going on with Texas Tech? They had some kids coming back from a team that made it to the NIT, so they had some postseason last year. And, boy, it just isn't clicking right now for Coach Knight.
Yeah, it's not at all. This has been, I think very frustrating for everybody involved. You know, I think that looking back on it, I think maybe some of these guys that all came back in a way, the way it's playing out right now, it was obviously a bad thing. Maybe they needed more fresh, you know, because they lost a couple of guys that went added some toughness in Nick O'Corey. You always appreciate things like that more after they're gone than when you currently have them. And, you know, Nick was the guy that would take the ball to the basket, and he was kind of the alpha male in the locker room. Right now, you just got a bunch of guys. Yes, there's a lot of experience. John Robertson, Mike Singletary, and guys like that. But there's just these are passive personalities. There's not a go-to guy, you know, from a leadership standpoint in the locker room right now. And I think that's ultimately cost them. So, there's some selfishness, I think, with some of these guys acting like, you know, they've been here before, and it's just going to work for them. But in this conference, you just absolutely get murdered on a night-to-night basis because you're going against, in most cases, you know, two or three NBA guys, you know, against some of these teams. We talk about Baylor and Texas and Kansas State. I mean, you know, it's just brutal.
Chris, I guess this point in the year, there's two ways this team can go. Is there fight left in them, or are they just giving up?
That's what people want to see. I was with this team in Norman, Oklahoma last Tuesday night. I mean, I think there were some concerns there because they realized that was the one road game maybe that they would have a chance to win, and you know, came up short by 7 or 8 points. And it's always something with this team. It's either, you know, an injury, you know, which they have not fully been healthy at all, so that kind of took them off of, you know, they've never been, you know, had a consistent 8 or 9 man rotation, which is what they thought they were going to have. This goes from the very first game of the season when one of their main guys got hurt in warm-ups, and it's just snowballed. So that's kind of affected it, and I think affected to answer your question, their fight, because they've kind of started to feel sorry for themselves at times and feeling like, man, we're not going to get everybody healthy at the same time. There was a suspension to John Robertson right after Christmas for about a week. I mean, and again, he's been your starting point guard for the last 3 years. I mean, it's just things like that that I think have just, you know, taken them off of what they thought this was going to be. And you know, I don't know if they've got – I mean, there's 12 games left. I mean, you know, talked to Pat yesterday at practice. I mean, he's like, I'm not going to quit. That's not in our vocabulary. They're going to continue to fight. But, I mean, losing by 30 against Kansas State, losing by 30 against Texas, I mean, that's not good. So this will be an interesting situation here on, you know, with Nebraska here tomorrow night, because let's be honest, Nebraska is a game that maybe they can win at home. But the Doc's guys play hard. They play very, very hard. And he does a great job of getting his guys to overachieve, if you will. And they muck it up enough to keep the game close. And I'm not sure if that's a good matchup for Texas Tech, because the effort has been an issue with Texas Tech at times this year.
Man, if Chris Level, RedRaidersports.com, if you've quit with 12 games to go, somebody needs to be out the door, whether it's a player or a coach or whatever the situation is. And to be honest, and you don't want to lose by 30, there's no doubt about it. But the first three games were all against rated teams that have been for most of this conference season in Baylor and Texas and K-State, although two of those have kind of slid backwards here as we enter this third week of the conference. But then Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa State, they had to feel good that they could get a winning streak going, and it didn't start against Oklahoma. What do you think's going to happen tomorrow night?
I think Texas Tech will compete, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, I just they're not playing well together right now. And until I see that, I mean, I just have a hard time seeing them beating anybody in this league. Because I watched this Nebraska team, you know, really, really play Kansas tough. I mean, they beat Colorado. So they're playing well together, and that's Texas Tech's issue right now. It doesn't matter who's more talented or where this game is being played. I mean, when you play together, as five, you know, and you're not selfish and all these things, but I think you have a great chance to win. Right now I see one team doing that and one team not doing that, you know. And as far as, you know, Pat's future here, it's a unique circumstance right now because there is no athletic director in place. I mean, there is one, but he's gone in 2 months, and they're in the process of hiring a new one. He's also got 2 years left on his contract, so it's not – you know, it's not just the slam dunk that he's going to be gone. I mean, everybody's talking about Billy Gillespie around here, who grew up in Abilene, 2 hours away from Lubbock, and he wants to get back in. I mean, so, you know, we're dealing with all those rumors down here, but no one knows what's going to happen.
Chris Level of RedRaidersports.com joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, all right, you've got a lot going on aside from basketball down there. I want to talk about the ESPN deal with the University of Texas. Your immediate thoughts on how that affects the rest of the conference in the Big 12?
Well, that's not good. I mean, I think the rich get richer. I think, you know, everybody, you know, all schools around the country are going to be, you know, I know OU is already kind of the next one in line saying, hey, we kind of like to get involved in something like this, but I mean, I don't know where it stops. This is not good for the Big 12 conference or whatever is left of it. It's not good for college athletics, in my opinion. You know, if I'm Texas, that's exactly what I do, though. I mean, if you're willing to give me this much money to televise one football game, I mean, you know, a handful of basketball games and then whatever else, I mean, who am I to turn that down? I've seen some people speculating that now ESPN could be affected in how they report on or investigate Texas because of conflict of interest. So it opens up a can of worms. It's certainly interesting, but it's not good for college athletics because it further separates the haves and have-nots. And I don't know what that does from Texas's standpoint about, you know, if the Big 12 were to fold in a couple of years of what the Pac-10 or what whoever would look upon a deal like that. But it's certainly a unique circumstance, and I'm sure we haven't seen the last of these kinds of deals. But Texas is one of the very few institutions that could, you know, command, you know, such top dollar on something like that, which is essentially, at the end of the day, an experiment by ESPN. I mean, no one knows how this thing's going to work.
And Chris, Coach Tuberville gets through the first year, win a bowl game down there. How's the football program looking when we head into spring?
Well, they're feeling really good about things. I mean, they've got a really good recruiting class put together right now. I mean, it's top 15, and this is not something that Texas Tech fans are used to. And he just hired, you know, Gary Patterson's right-hand man at TCU to come coach this defense as a defensive coordinator, and this guy's been under Patterson at TCU for 10 years. So people in Lubbock right now are feeling pretty good about the hire of Chad Glasgow that'll be announced later today. And so, you know, I think feeling pretty good about things. I mean, these are not things, you know, all the talk on in Mike's tenure is great offense, never worried about the defense. Well, when you go hire, you know, Patterson's right-hand man at on the number one defense in the country from last year, I mean, you got to feel pretty good about it, and they're getting an upgrade in talent. So right now, I think everybody's feeling pretty good about things.
Well, you survive all the rumors about Tuberville being out after the first year, then they lock him up to extension to 2015, correct?
Yeah, they were never going to – they're never not going to get rid of him. And, you know, they don't have the money to be doing that or anything like that. I mean, he was – these are – there's just a split fan base, I think, based on, you know, the way Mike was handled and all that. So there's a lot of frustration when they got to be 4-4 at one point in the year. But they finished up strong, 1-4 out of their last five. And then, you know, Tuberville rightly, you know, he deserved another year added on to it and a bit more money because he came here – I kind of on an agreement that if we do well, you know, I'll be compensated because he came here for cheap. I mean, $1.5 million, which is not cheap, but in the landscape, I mean, it was cheaper than a lot of guys were getting paid. So now there's no concern about him going anywhere or you dismissing him or anything like that. So I think, again, bright future here.
Chris Level of RedRaidersports.com, always talking with us on the Doug and Daddy Show about what's going on with Texas Tech, the basketball game tomorrow. Chris, have a great show today. We look forward to keeping in touch with you, and enjoy your weekend.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Chris Level, RedRaidersports.com. Always appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They don't put the lines up on basketball till the day of, so I don't know what the spread is tomorrow. What do you think? Danger. Danger. It's every time the Husker basketball team takes the floor, it's danger.
It's got to be darn near even, doesn't it? I mean, I can't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be.
Who's taking it?
I hate to think Nebraska's playing so much better than...
It's going to be a tough game for Big Red to win.
Yeah.
Going to be a tough one. Coming up, Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, and we head to Vegas towards the end of the program. Mike Perenio will be joining us to make his selections and tell us what's going on in the world of Vegas as we get ready for that.
I'll try and tell you what's going on in Kearney and Grand Island to better serve the Tri-Cities area. There's two Complete Nutritions now available for you in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's, just off of Highway 281. And located in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart, right along 2nd Avenue. You can call them today. That's 338-1-FIT in Kearney. That's 338-1348 or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663 in Grand Island to speak to a consultant today. Or go to CompleteNutrition.com for more information. They've got what you need. Whether you're looking to lose weight, they've got those products for you. Whether you're looking to build muscle tone, they've got those products for you. They've got several products to help you feel better about yourself. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. Ask them about the Complete Toning System. It includes three levels of fat burners, plus tone and night formula, all at Complete Nutrition. CTS 360 is what you need. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. Now, conveniently located for you in Kearney and Grand Island.
Where is it at?
Kearney and Grand Island. Just north of Sun Mart in Kearney.
Where is it
along
at?
2nd Avenue. And just north of Gordman's, right off
Highway 281. Complete Nutrition? That's awesome. Great. We're going to be back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth talking to Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay. Love to hear from you, folks. All you have to do is send us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Whatever you want to talk about, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney men's and women's basketball teams return home for a four-game homestand beginning tonight when they take on Colorado Springs and Saturday, Colorado State Pueblo. Women tip at 6, the men at 8. UNK hosting Colorado Springs basketball tonight at the Health and Sports Center.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC. See Equal Housing Lender.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole in One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at KKPR.com for the Hole in One story.
Sunday, the NFC Championship is on the line when the Chicago Bears host the Green Bay Packers. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan, Randy Cross, and Mark Malone in the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. Can Brian Urlacher and the Bears D stop the Packers' explosive offense, or will the red-hot Aaron Rodgers continue his fantastic play in the Windy City? If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yes, guys, stay mainly cloudy through the day. Today, we'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for high temperatures to reach around 34, with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20. Lows reach 15 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Right now, 30.
Let's go.
Dugan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a little basketball on the airwaves tonight. ESPN 1460, Pleasanton takes on Elm Creek. And on 1230 KHAS, Hastings takes on Northwest. Congratulations to Dave Oman. Career win number 500 last night in the Donovan Trumbull win at Centura, 56-37. 500 career wins. He's been at a variety of schools, including Grand Island, where he won a Class A title. He is the 12th coach in state history to reach that milestone. They're 9-4. They're state rated and making some noise in the Lou Platt Conference. So congratulations to Coach Oman.
Yeah, some longevity shows up there, along with some awfully good and talented people along the way.
Got basketball for UNK and Hastings at home this weekend. The Lopers are home tonight and tomorrow. Hastings will welcome in Dort tomorrow. The Huskers, of course, on the road. The men, as you heard, Texas Tech, the women at Kansas State. You can hear the Husker games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings College on 1230 KHAS. And then tomorrow night, Grand Island Central Catholic Adams Central basketball should be a good doubleheader on 1230 KHAS. We've got Kearney Catholic Gothenburg on ESPN 1460 tomorrow, and the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament will be at Centura, and we'll have the finals for you on 98.9, starting between 3 and 3.30 tomorrow. Of course, wrestling fluctuating the times. Wood River, the overwhelming favorite. Adams Central, going to try and push them again, and hopefully some good wrestling as there is every year. We'll have that for you. Franklin winning the Twin Valley Conference meet last night, just edging out Kennesaw Shelton by 2 points, and UNK only allowed Chadron State 2 total points last night in their duel. The Lopers maul the Eagles 33-2.
Good work, gentlemen.
Too bad, so sad, isn't it? Sorry, Chadron. Sorry. Don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey as well this weekend on Classic Hits 98.9. They're at Fargo to take on the Force, 7:15 tonight, 6:45 tomorrow. All our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by the fine folks at BK. Order a chicken sandwich or new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Right now, you buy one, you get one free. Two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also in North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. And we welcome into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth from Lincoln. He is following all that is with prep sports. Ron Powell rejoins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron, good morning. How's it going, buddy?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on, and kind of wanted to get you on at this time of the season where most of the conference tournaments will be played in the next 2 weeks. And we've been talking about some girls' hoops here on the show, which may be overtaking the total number of boys' teams, although some of the boys' teams here are very highly rated. In Central Nebraska, we've got a lot of good things going on. But on the girls' side, let's start with the team that people want to know if they are the best team in the state, and that's right there at Seward. They're not being tested very much. Some people are saying that Seward didn't go out and schedule anybody to try and test this team. What's your overall thought on the Lady Jays?
Well, you know, I'm not sure they have quite as much depth as they had last year. You know, losing Alyssa Camphouse inside, you know, that's going to be an area that's not going to be filled. I mean, they just don't have someone with that size and stature inside to dominate in, you know, in the paint like that. But, boy, when you've got a player like Emily Cady, you know, a Nebraska recruit, and then, you know, a good supporting cast around her, you know, they're still right there among the elite teams in the state, regardless of class.
Ron, when you look at this, we've been talking about how many talented players are. You don't have to go back that far, but Kostanek and Hauser and that group went through Hooper, of course. But you mentioned Katie. We've got Mandelka. We've got Paige Hasey right in our backyard. You go to the Shaw girl from Fairfield to Sandy Creek. There's so many talented individuals out there. Is this a year that set itself apart a little bit because of those girls?
Well, you know, it seems like we're saying this every year. Boy, there's been some new players come in that have kind of made some waves. You know, you got the Chelsea Mason, the junior guard from Bellevue West, moved in from Alabama, and there are several Division I schools recruiting her. And, you know, I think she had 26 in the big win over Bellevue East last Friday. Jayla Hobza from Bellevue East. She's a transfer from Burke, a sophomore. She probably finishes around the rim as well as anybody I've seen. She has a very soft touch, and she's explosive to the basket, you know, a 5'8", 5'9 guard. Right here in Lincoln, of course, the sophomore, Alexa Kostanek, the younger sister, Marissa Kostanek, you know, same type of player. You know, she's going to be a fairly high Division I level recruit. And, you know, there are some freshmen out there this year. You know, the Kissinger sisters down there at Minden have been making
right.
some noise. You know, that's a big game tonight, by the way, Minden-Holdridge. That'll be interesting to see how that comes out. And then there's a 6'1 post at Shelby by the name of Shatrice White, who has posted some big numbers. I mean, she had 33 points in her first game as a high school player. So she immediately is making an impact, and there are a number of Division I schools recruiting her as well. So, you know, you talk about the young players. The sophomore class is extremely, extremely talented. Haley Moore from Milford is probably going to be a Division I recruit. Hannah Taverdi from Seward. Lauren Works right here in Lincoln at Southwest. You know, a number of sophomores who are making an impact.
Talking with Ron Powell, a Lincoln Journal star on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Ron, is there any school out there that has been never on the radar that could get down to Lincoln and make some noise? I know that one that kind of pops into my head is this Concordia team that made it to state volleyball and played Central Catholic. I've seen a little bit there. Is there somebody else that kind of sticks out in your mind?
Well, I haven't really looked at what their district looks like. You know, you look at Class C1, and there's five teams that kind of are on a different level than everybody else, I think. Sandy Creek, Wahoo, Minden, Milford, and, of course, Hastings-St. Cecilia had the big win over Lexington. So those five teams look like, you know, they're going to be maybe head and shoulders above everyone else in C1. Team in Class A that's kind of emerged that hasn't been in the spotlight for a while is Omaha Central. You know, knocking off Bellevue West in the Metro Conference tournament. Of course, Bellevue West is a two-time defending state champ. It looks like they're going to be a team that is going to be someone to be reckoned with coming down the stretch here, and they don't have a senior on the team either, so they're going to be good for this year and next year as well. So and of course there's some there's some combination teams now, you know, Chambers and Wheeler Central. That's a new school.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're obviously very experienced. Those kids from Chambers know what it takes to win that state tournament. So,
Ron, widest wide open class? Is there one class that's absolutely wide open at this point?
Well, you know, always the smaller classes, you can never really tell who the best teams are until you get them together down at state, because, you know, teams from different regions, they just don't match up, and you got to eventually find out down at the state tournament. So, you know, I look at Class C2, for instance, you know, Sutton, Lutheran High Northeast, Crofton, Hardington, Cedar Catholic, and Lincoln Christian. I mean, any of those five teams, you know, could do some damage down at the state tournament. It's the same way in D1 and D2. You know, kind of interesting with D1, you got West Point Central Catholic that moved down from C2, you know, traditionally a great program, and then Chambers, Wheeler Central, you know, Chambers, of course, moves up from D1, so you're going to have, you know, you've got two tradition-rich programs that are meeting together in one class that have never been together before, so that's going to be interesting in if they would get to the state tournament.
Ron Powell with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk a little bit about girls basketball and conference tournaments. You mentioned St. Cecilia. They got Aquinas tonight. They're the top two teams in the Centennial Conference Tournament that begins next week. What's a couple in the next 2 weeks that really you want to make sure that you're at?
Well, I think one that Class B people are going to be looking at next week is the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament. Elkhorn and Gretna appear to be on a collision course for the finals, and I believe that Elkhorn is the team that could knock off Seward before it's all over. They were the last team to beat Seward, and then, of course, Seward, you know, had two undefeated state championship teams here the last 2 years, and, of course, Elkhorn drops down from Class A, finished third in Class A last year, and basically returned their whole team. So, that's going to be interesting matchup, Elkhorn-Gretna, kind of see how that goes next week. And then, of course, the Centennial Conference Tournament, too. You know, Columbus SCOTUS obviously starting to make some noise. They beat Boone Central last night. So, you know, it may be more than just Hastings, St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Lincoln Christian and Aquinas in that mix.
January 21st, the best team in the state then is who?
Well, you know, I think you've got to give it to Bellevue West right now. They're number one in Class A. They've played the schedule. They lost once to Omaha Central, but they've also beaten Bellevue East. They've beaten Lincoln Southeast. You know, I'd love to see the matchups. And of course, Bellevue West really put it to Elkhorn in December too. So, you know, they've been a little more battle tested than Seward has.
It's going to be interesting. It's happening in the boys. It's happening in the girls as well, that some of these top teams that are on the schedule that haven't played each other, Sutton and Sandy Creek haven't played each other. They're both unbeaten. They're going to get a chance there in the conference tournament and then play the regular season. I know there's a few others out there. Lawrence Nelson is looking to go back-to-back with volleyball and basketball as state championships. So some good ones still out there, Ron. We appreciate you giving us some time today to chat about it, and let's do it again before state.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little high school hoops. We're going to take a break. Mike Perenio is around the corner to talk a little NFL football. The EA Sports Simulator just picked the Packers. Will Daddy pick the Packers? Will Daddy pick the Steelers?
The Packers.
Will pick the Bears? Will he pick the Jets? We'll find out. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners, the no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies stay mainly cloudy through the day today, we'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for high temperatures to reach around 34, with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20. Lows reach 15 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 30.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, well, the snow's melting. Has it melted off your grill yet, Tony?
Yes, it has. Matter of fact, it has melted off my grill. Perfect opportunity for playoff football time. It's Troutman's Quality Meats. Get your steaks ready for those NFL playoff games Sunday afternoon. Three different kinds of snack sticks are available. You're just looking for something to snack on. Oh, you got some brats fresh out of the smokehouse as well. Mushroom Swiss brats, jalapeno brats, Italian sausage, all await you.
Mushroom Swiss?
Yes.
I already see where you're going, yeah.
That's right. The Green Mountain Grill also awaits. All the pellets available, Troutman's Quality Meats, all the wines that you could ever choose from, Nebraska Wines, Max Creek Vineyard, Superior States Wines, they're all available. Troutman's Quality Meats, all their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA certified Angus beef, Troutman's Quality Meats, T-bones waiting for you out front. Plus, they got the best butt rub around.
That's what they serve at Strip Steak. Excellent. It's from Troutman's, baby. If you want one, they'll do it. They'll do it. Where's that at, Tony? Vegas, Mandalay Bay, and that's where we head. People ask me all the time, hey, when's that guy from Vegas going to be on? I say, you don't listen very often, do you? Then people that listen every day go, hey, when's Perennial going to be on? When's Perennial going to be on? I say, he's a busy guy. He's making millions. He's guarding the pool.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. I thought I just got on the line. I heard something about Italian sausage. I thought you were making some kind of backhanded remark about me.
Yeah, Daddy will be hosting the Golden Globes next year. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook and a Nebraska native from the Mandalay Bay, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You got that Green Bay ticket under lock and key, Michael?
Yeah, I do, actually. You want to buy it? No, I'm just kidding. I think they still have a good shot of getting there. That's all I'm asking for.
Well, when we started the NFL playoffs, that's where Mike said he had a little bit of a, change that he found in his couch cushion. He put it on Green Bay at a pretty good price, and I don't find a lot of people that want to go against Green Bay. Let's get right after it. Where are the Mandalay Bay lines this morning, and who do you like in Sunday's games?
Yeah, I know. It looks like I might have been a little bit right since they're favored on the road this week at the Bears. It's 3.5 on both games, actually. The Packers are 3.5. We're getting a little extra money on Green Bay, so that may go to -120 on the Packers, and then could go to 4, but it would take a lot. I think they're going to stick on 3.5 most of these games. Steelers are favored, of course, at home, -3.5. That's the late game on Sunday. I do like the Packers still. I think Cutler's probably due for a 4 or 5 turnover game. And the only thing that bothers me is when he throws those interceptions, they're interceptable passes, you still got to catch them. And sometimes, like you saw even last week, defensive backs have them in their hands and they don't take advantage of it being thrown right to them. And he can fumble. They got to pressure him. And that's kind of what I think in the Steelers game. I like the Steelers. You look at Sanchez, when he gets pressured, his record's not good against Baltimore. Teams that really get after the quarterback, and we know Pittsburgh's going to get after him big time. And if you don't give him time to throw, he's just not the same quarterback. New England, you know, they're not known this year for their pass rush. They got rid of Seymour, and they let him sit back there and pass, and it cost them. And Pittsburgh's not going to let that happen.
Mike, did he just go with the public? Did that just happen?
I know. It's kind of weird. I know. It's like people are asking me if I've had a problem over the last week. But, yeah, that is kind of strange. So I don't know if that's good or bad. But, really the Packers, they're a 6 seed. I don't know if they're favored, but I don't know if they should be the favorite actually in that game. That 3.5 is big, and I'm kind of rooting for him because of the ticket I have on it. But I think the Packers have a shot. They're going to have to run the ball, and that's going to be tough. That field in Chicago is terrible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. Mike, take us back a week ago. What was the money line on the New England Jets game?
500, minus 500 so you'd get about 360 back. We actually moved the underdog without moving the favorite, which we don't do very often, and charged a little extra juice on that. As the Jets' money line went down, we kept the New England at the same price. That game hurt us a little bit on the money line. Some of these money lines have actually hurt us in the playoffs. It's been a rough January for the books out here, and overall, the public's been doing pretty good.
You mentioned your early odds on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. What are the odds right now on the four teams to win it all?
No, hardly anything. The Bears are 14-5, so you're almost getting 3-1. The Jets are 2.5-1, about, not quite. They're 12-5. Green Bay's 7-5, and Pittsburgh's 8-5. So you're looking at Pittsburgh and Green Bay pretty much being the co-favorites on this, which is reflected, I guess, by the odds on the games this week. And it's amazing almost that Green Bay's at this point with all the injuries and games lost to starters they've had this year. It's really a very good job of coaching by the Packers staff. And we'll see what happens this week. It'll be a tough game. I don't think the Steelers game will be as tough. The Jets seemed awfully happy to win that game last week, and that might lead to a letdown. You know, they were celebrating in the stands, and you know, they're not even to the championship game, and they're celebrating just a little too much. I think that was just one of those things where they needed to beat New England to justify how good their team is, and maybe they'll have a letdown, and maybe Ryan won't let them have that letdown. He's a pretty good coach from a psychological standpoint.
Well, Bart Scott, can't wait. We're talking with the director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, Mike Perenio, joined us here with fewer games each and every week. Sometimes folks are looking for more than just the game. You've got the over-under to consider. I'm hearing a lot that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go crazy, that both these games, a lot of people like the unders. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's with over-unders, I always like to wait and see what the weather's like that day. And, you know, not so much cold or snow or rain. I want to know what the wind is. And the thing with Green Bay and really all these quarterbacks except for Mark Sanchez all have cannon arms that, you know, they play outdoors. Cutler has an arm. He was in Denver. He could throw the ball in the wind. Rodgers can do it. Ben can do it. I don't know about Sanchez, if he has the arm, if it's windy. That's another reason. If it's a little windy in Pittsburgh, that's one of the worst stadiums, if it gets windy, to have to throw in and even kick field goals. So that does affect the over-under, but it's tough to do anything until the day of the game, and everyone knows the weather forecasts aren't that reliable unless you're actually on game day.
Mike Perenio with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to change topics a little bit because it did become a topic on this radio show and a variety of other places after the 60 Minute on Sunday night. Anytime you see those big boards out there in Vegas, folks want to watch it. We're watching the NFL football games. All of a sudden, here's 60 Minutes, and there's the big boards out at Vegas. And they did a story on Billy Walters. I guess just – have you had any dealings with him? And from your side of the fence, did you see the story? And do you got any stories on Billy, or do you guys have any dealings with this gentleman?
Well, everyone has dealings with Billy Walters, and he's been a Vegas staple for a long time. I don't really have any comments on what he does. Or it was a good piece for Las Vegas. I think it shows the. You know, I guess it shows that people that do their homework and concentrate and find an edge that, you know, maybe you can win a little bit of money. You know, I like the golf part myself. I wish I could play for money for golf, but the only problem is if I lost, I probably wouldn't be able to pay with his size of wage.
That's just it. You got to be good at something to hustle, right? You got to be good. Yeah. I got no chance to hustle anybody.
You can get lucky. It only takes $100,000 putt, and I just say, that's it. I'm done. I quit. I won. I quit. Living in Vegas, I've learned a long time ago, once you get ahead, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I quit now, and then nobody can force you to keep playing. I'll just walk off the golf course. But any publicity is good for Las Vegas. It highlighted sports betting, which is good for the sports betting industry here. It seemed kind of like it really wasn't a piece where they delved into much really that was substantial.
Yeah, that golf thing would be more like the end of Caddyshack. Moose, Rocco, help Daddy find his pocketbook.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and like I said, I don't know if they were intimidated by him, but it seemed like it was pretty puff piece.
Mike, the question we kept getting the day after when we were talking about this piece is, are there tens of people out there that wager monster bets every week or every day?
You know what? All you got to do is go into, you know, on the internet and look at it. The substantial amount of money isn't bet in Las Vegas anymore. That's just the way it is. It probably shouldn't be that way, and it's probably not something people should promote. But there's big money bet, all over the world now on the NFL. It's that's why the NFL goes to Europe to play. And I'd kind of be interested in to see like what the handle is at the legal books in England when they play over there. It's right now, you know, people bet. The economy's been down a little bit, so you know, the betting it reflects how the economy is and how people are doing. So it's just like everything else with the economy. It's dropped down out here. I think it's coming back up. It looks like, especially Mandalay Bay. You know, it doesn't affect us as much because we're one of the elite hotels. So it doesn't we're the last to feel it, and it looks like we've gotten over the hump. Barring anything unforeseen happening, things are picking up in Las Vegas, and it's a great time to come out. Our Super Bowl, I mean, you can't ask for a better weekend. We got the Super Bowl, and then Saturday before, here at Mandalay Bay, they've got the UFC 126, and pretty much from everyone I talk to, and in my opinion, it's probably one of their best cards ever. They've got Belfort and Silva and Griffin and Franklin, Bader and Jones. It's an unbelievable card. And that's the day before the Super Bowl. So we've got a doubleheader here, UFC here at Mandalay Bay, and then the Super Bowl the next day.
Well, if you're going out to Vegas, folks, you got the Super Bowl. Folks are already booking their tickets to go out for March Madness and all that's in between. And as Mike has told us in the past, always a great book to come by. If you love the horses, they take care of you there. There's always entertainment going on at the Mandalay Bay. And Mike, I know there's some Central Nebraskans and some folks that listen to our show that are headed out there over the next couple of months. We know you'll take care of them.
Yeah, have them stop by. I always like talking. It's amazing how many people, even that show up here all the time, wearing Cornhusker red shirts and hats. And I always take a little extra time to talk to the people when I see them at the counter with the Nebraska shirt.
Well, Mike, have a great weekend, and hopefully your picks will come in, and the Packers will bring it home for you. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
It could be a sign of the apocalypse. I took two favorites.
Have a great one, Mike. Always appreciate Thanks. Your time. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the number one casino, Mandalay Bay. Folks, truly, if you listen to the show, you go out to Vegas, go see Mike at the Race and Sportsbook. He's going to take care of you. And if you like to get into that high rollers district, he's probably got some really good deals for you as well. Here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, want to let you know that loyalty always pays, and it always pays at Midway, because when you do business with Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, they take care of you. Now through the end of the month, all 2011 Chevy Traverses are up to $5,000 off, including a $1,000 customer loyalty bonus, or choose the 2011 Chevy Tahoe and take up to $6,500 off, including the $1,000 loyalty bonus. 2011 Chevy Suburbans up to $7,000 off. Loyalty pays, always has, always will. And if you need your vehicle service, they're going to take care of you as well. They do it for us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are running smooth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, and we're back after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Mike Golic here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday night on ESPN 1460, Elm Creek travels to Pleasanton, and on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High travels to Grand Island Northwest. The doubleheaders begin at 6. Saturday's basketball on ESPN has Kearney Catholic at Gothenburg, Central Catholics at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS, and the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament is Saturday afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9.
Skies stay mainly cloudy through the day today. We'll see some scattered flurries and snow showers possible. Otherwise, look for high temperatures to reach around 34, with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20. Lows reach 15 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 30.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
In that airplane, in the night sky, like shooting stars.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Wrapping up another week. Give me a P.
P.
Give me an Itza.
Pizza.
That's pizza at Godfather's Lunch Buffet, 11 to 2 every day. Just $6.50 with a salad bar.
They're waiting for you, 222 West 42nd Street. It's in the Archway Plaza, located right next to Eileen's Cookies. Call them for delivery. Call them for carryout, 308-234-9444. Hey, so we just talked to Mike Perenio. Family night Fridays. You buy a jumbo pie, 2-liter. Get breadsticks, monkey bread. They're comping them. Kids sit down Saturday, just like Vegas. Kids 10 and below, comping them. They're free. At night, they're comping breadsticks with a large specialty purchase. Competent. Siesta Sunday, large taco pie, only $13.99 during the NFL playoff games. Godfather's Pizza. Come down and join the family. Great specials every day of the week. Crane Game's waiting for you. ESPN's waiting for you on the TVs. Godfather's Pizza is where it's at.
So good. So, so good. Love it. Little monkey bread.
Oh, it's comped.
That's right there. So good. We want to thank all the fine folks who joined us on the show today, including Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, Chris Lovell of RedRaidersSports.com, Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal Star. If you ever miss any of the show or just can't listen from 11 to 12, it's always on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of Mamaw, ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to any of the shows, catch any of the interviews that you might have missed. Todd Gatula of the Tri-City Storm going to be among our guests Monday. They've got their annual pond hockey coming together next week. He'll tell you what that's all about.
Also next week, Brian Muntz and Big Red report out of Dallas.
Hold on! Hold on! Who are you picking? You tried to get out of here without making a pick so that you could say you were 2-0 Monday. I just realized that. Merrick!
I'm going.
What happened?
Green Bay, Pittsburgh.
No more music. No more. No, no, no.
Green Bay, Pittsburgh for me.
I'm going to do everyone a favor. Pittsburgh and the Bears. That'll help Perenio out because my picks are terrible. And we have Bears and Pittsburgh fans, so that'll make them grumpy. I'm going Pittsburgh and the Bears, which gets us closer to me doing something that the fans want. So there you go. Folks, enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.